Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Nurse Lynn Fisher with Washington County Public Health about immunizations children need before going back to school. This is part one of a two-part interview. Parents are helping their kids get ready for school, and part of that is all of the health screenings that kids need to have in order to get registered. And can you walk us through what some of those are, or if there are any big changes that we should talk about first?
Right. Well, there are some changes for school-aged children for immunizations. So, and that's really what we'll focus on, I think, today, immunizations. The typical kindergarten entry to school, kindergarten shots have not changed. There's the same five that are required.
And if somebody has a kid that's going to kindergarten for the first time in their family, what are those five
shots? Yes. DTaP is one. MMR, or measles, mumps, rubella. That's all in one shot. Chickenpox, hepatitis B, and polio. Those are the five required immunizations for entering into kindergarten.
And with the MMR vaccine, there's been upticks in the last couple of years of measles in the states. Is that correct?
Right. That's right. Well, Minnesota had that measles outbreak this spring and summer, and I don't think it's over quite yet from what I've been following. So, yes, there's two measles, mumps, rubella vaccines required for children entering into kindergarten.
And what about the other elementary students?
Yes, well, then there's quite a gap, actually, in vaccines where they don't need any vaccines until seventh grade. Tdap was the new requirement a couple of years ago, a tetanus booster shot that had the whooping cough in it. Now this year, there's going to be a new requirement for meningitis vaccine for seventh graders as well. So they'll need those two. Incoming seventh graders will need Tdap and the meningitis vaccine.
And what is meningitis?
Yes, meningitis is a really serious bacterial infection. It's often deadly.
I had a friend who passed away from meningitis when she was in college.
Yes, it's life-threatening, very serious. Or if you survive, a person may be left with limb amputations, loss of limb, loss of hearing, or brain damage. Mm-hmm. So it is very serious. It strikes very rapidly. And so that it's an infection of the blood or the brain or the spinal cord.
And the vaccine's available now.
Yes, and the vaccine has proven to be very effective. The vaccine that's out for those four strains that are required for school is 95 to 100% effective. So that's really great protection for our adolescents.
And what else are there for teenagers or even those students who might be going to college?
Yes, and then for the 12th grade, there's a brand new requirement for seniors in high school. 12th graders also need the meningitis booster shot. Some have already received it, but that was part of the new Iowa immunization law that was passed by our legislature. And so then 12th graders will need that meningitis booster shot. And the interesting thing, too, and it's causing a lot of parents a little bit of panic, is that there isn't going to be a grace period for the meningitis vaccine. So they need to have it on the first day of school. And the school nurses will be looking at those records on the first day of school. And so that's kind of new. Usually there was a grace period for parents that had a little bit of time to get in to a doctor's office right away. So parents and families have been very busy this summer getting their students in for immunizations. We've been busy. We've been hearing from other doctor's offices. People are really getting their immunizations.
And if somebody has a senior in high school that still needs to get that shot, can they do that here locally?
Yes, absolutely. They can go to their provider, or they can come to us at Washington County Public Health. We're all gearing up for the rush, and it started. We have a lot of people interested in getting those back-to-school immunizations. So that's new for 12th graders to have that meningitis booster shot. If they never had it in the past because it wasn't required, then they'll just need one. If they're 16 and over, then they just need to have had the one shot.
For students that are going to college, is that also recommended?
It is. And we're seeing some college students coming in needing having their college forms, and they need the dates for when they've received all those childhood immunizations, their chicken pox and whatnot, and also needing the dates that they received those meningitis vaccines. So we are seeing some college-bound students as well, and military-bound. They require a lot of immunization history and a lot of immunizations, the military does. So we're seeing graduated students that way too.
That's been today's Washington Page with Lynn Fisher of Washington County Public Health talking about immunizations students need before going back to school. This is part one of a two-part interview.